May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You might be thinking to yourselves, another passage on the end of the world. How on earth can he possibly squeeze any more out on the end of the world? Well, the answer is, we're going to do it again. Because it is absolutely true. The world will come to an end. Jesus Christ is returning. Think about our text today. And there will be signs in the sun, in the moon, and in the stars. And on the earth, distress of nations, with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. They just won't let you stop being afraid. They keep adding different Greek letters to it, expecting you to live in fear, because the more you are afraid, the more divided you are as a people, and the more you obey. Obey God, though, not man. The world wants you to be in fear. It wants you to cower. It wants you to live a separate life from others. And yet God has made you a social people. A people that needs, not everyone likes this, but a people that needs touch. They need to hug. They need to hold. They need to see a person face to face. Our world is deathly afraid. But you, dear child of God, do not need to be. The world is causing all sorts of fear throughout, but not for the Christian. Jesus said, "And the earth distress of nations, with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring." They want you to be so afraid that the ice caps will melt and we're all going to drown. And yet God promised never to send a flood over the whole face of the earth again. Could the ice caps melt? Yeah, they could. We're still coming out of an ice age. The world will heat up, and eventually this world will be destroyed. All of it will waste away. But for the Christian, that's not a need for fear. Yes, this world wants to divide you. The governments and the nations want you to be in distress that they can bring about their new world order, an order that is not based on the truth of Jesus Christ. For centuries, the West has stood on the foundation, the cornerstone of Jesus Christ, the fact that Christendom reigned supreme. But over the last century, they have done everything they can to reject that cornerstone. They have done everything they can to whittle and hollow out the cornerstone of Christendom, the truth of Jesus Christ, the truth that you do not need to live in cower and fear because your death brings you to life. That foundation is being cast aside. And while they claim to be able to replace that void with nothingness, the fact is that you cannot serve both God and man. Your heart needs to be toward God. There is no neutrality. You either for him or you are against him. And in a culture that in at least the 36 years of my life I have seen shift so dramatically, so ramping up to try to tear this all down, in a society that seeks to corrupt and replace that cornerstone with its own secular humanism, a cornerstone that will absolutely crumble in the face of persecution. The fact is that this is what they are doing. They're doing it to you, and they're especially doing it to your children. The days have come to make life-altering choices. Will we continue to allow a godless government, a godless institution of education, to corrupt away the things of God for the things of man? Will we continue to allow them to teach things that fly in the face of the gospel of Jesus Christ? We've allowed them to redefine marriage. We've allowed them to redefine what life is. Do you want to side with a world that is deathly afraid that Roe versus Wade is overturned? That it somehow thinks that if this Supreme Court goes, that all of a sudden, all of these things will be taken away? Do you want to find yourself sided with the world? I pray fervently that Roe versus Wade is overturned, and I hope that you do too. On that day, Lord willing, I will rejoice, and I hope that you do too. But that is not the whole battle. Just because they will overturn it, if they do, does not mean that each individual state will overturn it. And if you look at some of the laws on the books for some of these states, you will weep. You will gnash your teeth at how much life is despised. Don't go the way of the world. Rather, go the way of the cross. A cross that is lifted up. A cross that Jesus Christ took upon himself to bear your sins and be your Savior. Look across the aisles. Do not be divided, but be united. These are your brothers and sisters in Christ. This is our family. We are stronger together than we are divided and we are apart. Look at the person across the aisle in love. This is a fellow redeemed person, a person that Jesus Christ loved enough to die for, a person that Jesus Christ gives his body and blood for. Don't be so divided, but unite in the word of Jesus Christ. Do not be so afraid at whatever Greek letter they throw at you. Be united in the fact that if death does come, your faith in Jesus Christ will lead you into eternity. Yes, the waves will roar and foam. Yes, the lands might be overcome a bit with water. Yes, a new world order might come to be, but do not follow. Follow instead the Lord Jesus Christ. Do not allow them to distress you as they are distressed. Do not allow them to perplex you as they are perplexed. They have no hope. Their faith is in themselves and in a fallen world, in its prince, the devil. Our hope is Jesus Christ, a cornerstone that will never fail you. Build your house instead on the rock. Men's hearts will fail. They will fail from fear and the expectation of those things which are coming on the earth. But not you, dear child of God. Let your heart firmly be made in God. Let him replace your heart of stone with a living and beating heart, a heart of flesh, a flesh that follows him. Do not be perplexed. Do not be afraid, for your Lord has conquered all these things on your behalf. Take some time to look up at the clouds. Maybe not when it's snowing, but take some time. When you look up at the clouds, do you ever think about, is this the cloud that Jesus Christ is going to return on? You should, and you should look at it expectantly. They will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to happen, look up, lift up your heads, because your redemption draws near. The world's going to mock you. It's going to throw all sorts of insults at you to try to make you depressed, to try to make you hang your head, but do not let it. Hold your head up high, looking to the clouds that Jesus Christ will return on. Yes, our sin is great, a sin that can only be won by the cross of Christ, but not by the world. Do not allow the world to get to you that you reject him. Do not allow the world to get to you that you fear it more than you fear, love, and trust in God, because we are called to do just that. Fear not the one that can destroy the body or kill the body. Rather, fear the one that can destroy both body and soul eternally in hell. Put your faith in the only one that can heal your sins, in the only one that can save you from death and sin and the devil. Jesus spoke to them in a parable. He said, look at the fig tree and all the trees. When they are already budding, you see and know for yourselves that summer is now near. So you also, when you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. We look forward to the end. In fact, our prayer every day should be, Amen, come, Lord Jesus. Because while the world will be frayed, and it will be frightened, and it will be judged, on the day that all knees will bow and every tongue will confess Jesus as Lord, we will confess his lordship for all eternity. Heaven and earth will pass away, Jesus says, but my words will by no means pass away. The world will pass away. The fear will pass away. But Jesus Christ will be with you forever. The church sings. In that fair home shall never be silent music's voice. With hearts and lips forever we shall in God rejoice. While angel hosts are raising with saints from great to least, a mighty hymn for praising the giver of the feast. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.